We did it.
Sounded good.
It do be spiking in.
Did somebody say doobie?
No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Forgotten Eras. My name is Victor, and I will be leading us on this journey, though the game that we are playing does not require a GM. Today we're going to be playing For the Honor, a game by Quinn Vega, at @mix_Quinn on Twitter. And also, just in case, in case the games come up, we will be using games that I'm writing for my own expansion for the Honor. Ooh. Hopefully available soon. All right, guys. So For the Honor is a, what's it called? Oh, it's a Firebrand style game in which we create characters and we play mini games that do little role play scenes with these characters to tell a story. This one is specifically based, like, inspired by, like, She-Ra and the Princess of Powers, Princesses of Power, and so we're gonna be playing around in a space like that. That is honestly very queer and very fun. So we're going to start by introducing our characters and then getting into the first game. My character, I've named them Magus. Surprise, surprise, they have elemental magic, but also super strength. They are a Legion officer. They're a tall, red-skin ogre-type guy with large horns. Their traits are cold, collected, and perceptive. And they were raised by Enel the Marked, who raised and trained him. And he holds the principles of the Legion of self-sufficiency and loyalty. Those are things that he holds dear.
Real quick, what are Magus's pronouns?
Oh, he, him.
All right. Should I go next?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. So my name is Isaiah. I use he and they pronouns. And I'll be playing as Skrya, who uses they, them pronouns. They are, what's the term, princept? Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the princept of the Kingdom of Surveil, which which is a little, let's say it's a little authoritarian in regards to how much privacy the average person can have.
It's authoritarian shaped.
It's shaped like a not friend. It's shaped like a brother.
Like a big brother.
Motherfucker.
So Skrya's traits are peaceful, strict, and nervous. They have white scales on one side of their face, and they have white hair. They also wear a big, dark blue cloak that they can hide in. Their abilities are that they can turn invisible, and they just have a lot of tools with them.
She really should get rid of those bad friends, you know? Like, they're just...
But yeah, it's very much like, all right, I'm done, goodbye, and then they just yeet themselves.
That one meme image of the kid giving the peace sign and then vanishing.
That's very good.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nathan. He, him pronouns, a regular in these here parts. And for this game, I will be playing the character of Cecily Giannis, who uses she, her pronouns, and is a member of the Resistance faction. She is a former Legion officer who defected to the Resistance and therefore wears a torn, messy, modified custom Legion jacket and has a clockwork cybernetic arm and a cool clockwork monocle.
Why'd I have to get the older model? Like, it had a chrome mechanical arm.
But no, this is way cooler. her traits are she is charming, cool-headed, and cautious, and her abilities are tactics and investigation. She's the smart person here, in theory, if I do my job right. No promise on that
she's
ever,
got
but...
battle. She's got Jedi battle meditation.
Hell yeah.
Guys, I have an idea of how we can get past this rickety bridge. Cuts down the bridge.
Shut up!
Oftentimes, the intelligence of the character depends on the intelligence of the player, and that's unfortunate.
Oh.
All right. If
my
by the
kingdom
way, if,
to make that disappear.
Nathan, if that was too mean, I apologize.
No, it's fine.
The rest of this performance will be performed without Isaiah. He is sitting in the naughty corner where
because
he shall watch and learn.
I also have a tendency to play characters who are supposed to be smart, but I only have so many brain cells, so it doesn't work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is I usually do the opposite. I will catch on so much before, and I'm like, no, wait, my character's a fucking dumbass.
No, I'm the dumbass.
Well, speaking of dumbasses, hello, everyone. Good. It's me, Theodore Monk, your best friend, he, him. And for this fun little game, I will be playing Dahlia McPayman of the Wilds. Her traits are gentle, intimidating, and oblivious. Her skills are swimming and wrestling. How she looks, she's got a purple sleeveless tunic with matching pants and a cloak that, upon inspection, have all been cut from the same discarded tapestry. And also, she's a giant buff gator girl. I have determined it. And I don't mean a girl who likes gators. This is just a gator. This is a genuine big buff alligator.
Theo is as scaly is what we're getting at.
No, shut up. No. That is blue.
Theo is not cool enough to be as scaly like me.
That's R18 plus, young man. This audience is for all ages. No. And the community she comes from, well, she comes from the McPayman Gator Farm, where they actually farm crocodiles, because those aren't sentient in this world. And her favorite thing to do is mud wrestling, because that's when you make some mud into the shape of a friend and wrestle it. Wrestle it.
You should pronounce wrestle correctly.
Yeah, gotta pronounce wrestle correctly.
Do you think Dahlia likes Scrya because they've got scales on their face?
Gee Wilkers, you know the where you say you're from? Surveil, you know the Surveil McTavershims?
Alright, guys. We've introduced our characters, and now the only set thing in this game is to do the prelude. So, because I intend this to be, like, a little bit of a show of, like, what the game is like, I'm gonna just sort of describe a little bit of the games when we come to them. The prelude is, like, the opening of an episode. It introduces stuff that we can come back to, like, give our story direction and conflict. And, like, when you focus on, like, the plot, this is, like, what we're gonna do for the plot. Alright? Since I'm most familiar with the game, I will be starting the prelude, and I'll be choosing something that I think will be fun for all of us.
But wait a minute. Did you watch a cartoon last?
I mean, I watched Craig of the Creek literally 15 minutes before recording.
Specifically for this
thought of
purpose.
Everything.
Guys, watch Craig of the Creek. It's really good.
This not
it's
fun.
Like, we're not sponsored, but like fuck it, like Craig of the Creek ideal. So what I'm gonna do, guys, is I'm gonna go ahead and choose like a little option, and it's kind of like the stinger, the beginning stinger of like an episode of a cartoon, pretty much, of like an action style cartoon. And so after I talk about it, everyone is gonna like narrate a little scene about like their character reacting to this information, and sort of like setting them up to like interact with the plot. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. There's a lot of fun options for preludes, and I really like most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that brings me the most joy is Under Kingdoms. a kingdom has sent word that there will be a grand ball, and every princept is expected to attend. What is the theme of this dance? And I'm gonna say, that the Surveil Kingdom, is gonna put on a dance, because and the theme of it is getting to know you, but honestly you think that it's, you're pretty sure that it's just a fucking way to like keep tabs on like major players in this fucking
they're also charging like pay-per-view to like see this event if you're not invited. You can pay for different camera
angles.
Oh,
it's definitely televised. It's obviously televised. There's like a red carpet and everything, guys.
pay 30 guilders to watch another 10 seconds.
Oh my god.
You might miss one of these right. big shots eating shit on the carpet.
Okay, so now I'm going to be going last in this bit a little bit. But now you're going to do like your little scene of your character reacting to this event. So this dance has been announced. Everyone is fucking, everyone who's everyone, which is us, is invited. Everyone who's anyone, that's the fucking way. That's
oh, yeah.
the fucking thing. and Theo, you're going to go ahead and start us off.
So important question, and this may be, the answer may be, this is part of what we're deciding here. Are we assuming we go into this game and we're already like a party, or are we just entities in this universe? Or like, is it whatever we decide here?
There is, we know, probably know each other vaguely, but honestly, we get to decide that. And there's even a game that's after this that we can play that's called Crossing Paths, where we get to define, like, what our relationships are.
Okay, in that case then, yeah, since I'm going first, I think Dahlia's reaction to this is, oh, she and the McPaymans are thrilled, because they've got a big order for crocodile eggs, y'all. They're gonna need so many eggs for baking, for deviled crocodile eggs. The very tiny ones are basically caviar. Like, there's a wide variety of crocodile egg sizes. And so I think she's just downright thrilled. And she, you know, takes her bindle and a herd of their finest crocodiles over to the surveil castle, toward the service workers' entrance. They gotta start making eggs.
I love that. Perfect. All right, Isaiah?
So, Skrya actually found out before anyone else, not just because they are literally the precept of the kingdom, but also because the intelligence advisor's daughter is their friend, and the intelligence advisor's daughter is also a big gossip. So the two of them,
I love that.
The two of them spent a while trying to figure out the perfect outfit for both of them to wear. And they picked out for Skrya sort of this like skirt and like tuxedo bow tie, like mix, which looks all right. And once the outfit was decided, Skrya was like, okay, we just need to add one more thing and put a giant cloak on top of all of it, covering the whole thing up.
I love that. That is an amazing introductory scene to a character. All right, Nathan.
So, upon hearing of this, and Cecily probably just looked down at herself and wonders to herself if she cleaned up her old Legion jacket, would it pass for high fashion if it was like still torn and messy? I mean, it doesn't matter. She's going to go to it in this exact jacket anyway, but would people mistake it for something profound instead of just what she always wears? I mean, she's gonna go, like, you know, that seems like a good place to get information and also, you know, enjoy a dance. If you're an officer and a gentlewoman, this is the kind of thing that you do.
Nice.
Love it.
Oh, I should say, because I thought of it and then didn't say it, the friend of Skrya is named Tella.
Isaiah understood the fucking assignment when we fucking
did he?
when I told Isaiah that we are doing like a She-Ra style game, Isaiah was like, "Yes, I know exactly what to fucking do."
I've also been playing a lot of Ace Attorney, so pun names have been in my brain for a while.
You know what? Amazing. That's the best excuse I've heard.
All right, Nathan, was there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think that's about it. I'm going there. I'm going.
Okay, perfect. Magus's scene starts with the last image of like, so if this was like an episode of TV, right, it goes from like Cecily's like, I'm gonna go, to like as if someone was viewing over a camera. And then you see like a bunch of like cloaked figures, and like in the middle an uncloaked like really tall fucking like man. I don't know what ages we're going for this one, but I think Magus is like 23. And they're like she's going, you're going too. And Magus like crushes a cup in his hand.
Damn. Talking about understanding the assignment. I'm also realizing now how completely contrasting my introduction was. Like, the others are like, ooh, like the princess of this kingdom. Ooh, like a resistance fighter sneaking. Ooh, like this resistance fighter's rival. And then me, it's just fucking rolling up to this castle with the
lich. Everyone fucking has a bow, man. Everyone has a bow. Have you watched She-Ra?
No, not yet.
Damn it.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I think I know what role you're talking about, though.
Gotcha. All right. So, and that is the end of Prelude. Have you guys gotten a chance to, like, go through, like, the minigames before we started?
I've gone through some. I figured we'd have to review them as we started anyway for the audience.
I am a notorious fool, so no, I have not.
Perfect. Well, you're not going next, thankfully, so you have time. Theo, you would be the one to choose next.
Oh, shit. Is there a full list of all the different minigames? There they are.
Yeah.
That's a good question. We've got some good options. Do you have a recommendation, Victor?
I mean, to start with, crossing paths is never a bad option.
Yeah, let's do crossing paths, just to get right. Some people introduced.
And then you just choose your partner for the scene.
Does anyone especially want to play this?
Let me see what the game is.
I mean, I think it could be funny to have the literal princess of this area and, like, one of the most bumpkin-y of the help.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, then, yeah, it's going to be Surveil and Dahlia. All right, so it says, me and Isaiah are going to play. We're meeting each other for the first time. It says in a long while. Do we have to pay attention to that?
Yes.
I mean, yes, for this game, yes. You're going to, so you're making it up on the spot. Like, you as you keep reading, and you'll get it. You got it.
Gotcha. First, decide where we're meeting. Then I ask Isaiah, when did we last see each other? Then we each select questions from the list below. Once we both answered a question, then Isaiah can choose a closing offer, which we'll get to all those lists as we go. I mean, obviously we're meeting somewhere in the castle, right?
Yeah, I think that's very reasonable.
Where do you think? Because I would point out, I don't think there's many places Dahlia is going to be able to get to, whereas Surveil's got pretty much lay of the land.
Yeah, Skrya can travel just about anywhere, whether or not they necessarily can do so quickly. Yeah. I imagine their dynamic is very much, I can go anywhere as long as I'm not missing for too long.
That's fair. I think actually it might be, depending on how you feel Skrya is, like, I think it could be Dahlia's outside tending to her herd of crocodile. Got their little enclosure set up. And she's just, like, taking care of them, feeding them or whatever. And Surveil rolls up. We'll have to answer, when did we last, I guess, well, I guess that's...
So I think I actually have an answer to this, which is when Skrya was sort of studying the roles of leadership and was sort of taken through a tour of all the tasks a bunch of different people in the kingdom have, and, like, they got to the part where it was like, okay, here's the person who has to arrange to get the food for the kingdom. Like, they have to travel to a bunch of different, like, farmlands and make a bunch of business deals and all of that. So I think it was sort of a quote-unquote business trip in which Skrya was studying that they met.
I like that idea.
So it would have probably been a couple years ago, I think.
Ah, so she's been to the McPayman Gator Farm, which is for crocodiles. The McPayman Gator Farm, parentheses, for crocodiles.
Yes, the very good character concept location.
Is that you, Princess Scra? Oh, it's been...
It's Princept, by the way.
Princept, my bad. Is that you, Princess Scra? It's been an orange moon since we last saw each other.
Oh, you're, don't tell
Dolly,
me.
Dolly McPayman.
Don't tell me. You told me. Oh, okay.
Well, sorry, I can, I didn't tell you where I was from. You can try to guess. You still want to do your guessing. I think
they just look at the sign nearby that said, like, oh, no, wait, we're in the castle. Never mind.
Oh, no, we're outside. I suggested we were outside. Like, it's at, like, their, like, the makeship ranch for.
Okay.
The gator.
Yeah, is there a sign nearby that says the McPayman Gator Farm?
There's absolutely, and it's like printed out, like calligraphied. Like it's like it's got like a number. It's like when you've got like vendor stalls, it's got a name and a number on it. So it says McPayman Gator Farm.
Scrya looks at the sign and goes, "I mean, it could be anybody's guess."
God damn. All right, well, shoot. We each ask each other one question from the list below. If you decide on yours first, you can ask it.
Okay.
I need to decide mine. There's some good ones here. We were so close then, and I'm happy and eager to see you. Do you share my excitement? I had a huge crush on you back then. I wonder if I still do. Nice.
Okay, I've got a question.
Hit me.
So I think Scry goes, you know, it's been a long time since we saw each other. I understand, you know, I'm the princept and all of that, but I mean, you're really friendly, so I guess I'm surprised that you recognize me.
I mean, shoot, it's hard to forget a face like yours. Not often a princept comes around the farm. Shoot, we was talking about that all season, till we had to hibernate for the next season.
God, you're gators.
Yeah, does she say that, or do they say that?
I think they do. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
oh, but I didn't mean that in like in an offensive way or anything.
Nah, we're used to it. We got thick skin because we're gators. But no, of course I recognize you. Shoot, I think she, fully ignoring proper procedure, like reaches over, like pinches Scry's cheek and like wiggles it a little bit. Can't forget a face like yours.
I think Scrya like jumps a little bit when you do that, but mostly like doesn't try and combat it or anything like that.
Well now, let me see. I don't want to make more jokes. I'm ignoring the last option of last time we parted. I gave you something and told you to keep it with you. What was it? Are you still? And it's like it's a gator skin or something. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. So, so he's still taking care of Jeffrey?
Yeah, the royal crocodile caretaker, you know, really wanted to give Jeffrey a better name, but I thought, you know, Dahlia had a name for Jeffrey, and I feel like we should respect that.
Well, sure you should. We don't listen. Me and my family don't pick the Crocs names. They're born with them names. We listen to them when they're coming out the sacks.
Is that how that works? I don't know anything about like crocodile rearing, I guess.
Well, shoot, I'd think your crocodile wrangler would know if it was a joke or not. Need to check with him.
I mean, you know, I'm not the one in charge, so I don't know.
You're the God shoot princess.
Well, yeah, I'll be in charge someday, but you know, not yet. I'm not ready yet.
Oh, well, shoot, could have fooled me. I think you got a good handle on things.
Well, I appreciate that.
Of course. Now, is there something else you were needing? And this is, I think, Isaiah, where you can choose one of the closing offers.
Okay. Let's see. What's hand to hand, or hand to heart?
Hand to hand. Well, hand to hand.
Hand to heart is like hand to heart is like getting cuddly with each other.
Oh yeah, ooh. No, we're not gonna do that one. I'm sorry. Giving chase sounds like we might chase down a crocodile.
Is that the one you wanted to do?
So giving chase is kind of like a race, where one character is chasing and the other one is fleeing.
Hmm. Okay, I think I'm gonna suggest we talk politely but soon part ways again, because I don't think we're quite that close. Like, I think we're very much in the realm of, like, we could become friends, but we just don't currently have a reason to be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I gave you Jeffrey and you pawned him off on the crocodile world crocodile wrangler.
I'm gonna say probably what happened was Skrya wanted to take care of the crocodile, but adults were like, absolutely not. You accept it because it's polite, but then when the door is shut, you do something else.
All right. Isaiah, that makes it your turn to get a game.
I'm just going to do a quick skim.
No worries, because this is being recorded. We can edit it to edit out the time.
That's true. Okay, how do we feel about Venture Forth?
I love that idea.
I feel like... So I'm involved in this game, I assume.
Yes.
So I think, technically speaking, Magus would be the least familiar with the area.
Yes. So do you want to... So first, you're going to choose your partners.
Yeah.
Do you want all of us to play? Do you want just some of us to play?
How do we feel about Magus and Cecily?
All right, let's introduce them. All right.
Let's make it awkward.
It's
going
to be very funny.
So questions are, where are we, where are we going, and what do I notice about you?
So I'd like to offer this to us as a gift. It's a gift to the Surveil Kingdom. And can it be that you are coming to greet some guests? And we accidentally get, like, sucked into, like a weird, like sort of underground, underground part of the palace.
Oh, yeah. The catacombs in the palace are as complex as they are useful for traveling without being seen.
Yeah. How does that sound, Nathan?
Works for me.
And then I would think that we're trying to get the fuck out.
Yep.
And then for what I notice about you, the way I like to play this, instead of like having everyone awkwardly ask everybody else, is you decide something that the other two players would notice about your character.
Okay.
I would like to offer that the reason that we got fucking stuck down in catacombs is because Magus threw like a massive magical attack at Cecily once they noticed them.
And that caused a
small cave-in. Like a small sinkhole opens up.
Oh man.
So what you notice about Magus is they put way too much magical power into that. So they can't cast magic right now.
Ooh.
And that's what you notice.
So I've got a bit. I think probably Skrya was not up there with the rest of you. They were already in the catacombs.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I think like once the cave-in happens, they just sort of instinctively turn invisible, like out of fear, and then sort of become visible again. And I think probably their ability to turn visible is not a very well-known thing.
Hmm. So we notice that you use your powers. That's cool.
Yeah.
And what you notice about Cecily is that she is very unperturbed by all of this. Like, this might as well be Tuesday.
Like, even though it's Thursday.
Like, ah yes, Magus, collapsing floor, catacombs. Ah, good times.
Perfect. Okay, we've already pre-decided that Magus is the least familiar with these catacombs. So let's go ahead and choose a question. Oh man, this is a good one for Magus, and because Magus and Cecily are around. I see a reflection of my former self.
Ooh.
An illusion or a memory, and it stops me in my tracks. I'd like to sort of expand this, that like maybe everyone is seeing a reflection of their former selves. But what am I remembering?
God, there's a lot of fumes in this cave. I think we gotta get this cleared out.
Oh, you guys found the regret mirror, huh? Yeah, you're not supposed to look directly at that.
You know that mirror in the Bad Woman's books that like showed your greatest desire? This does the opposite of that.
So I do want to offer that the thing that I'm seeing is is a younger Magus and Cecily.
Ooh.
Fucking hanging out. But could you tell me a little bit more about Cecily when they were a Legion officer or anything?
When she was younger, she very much like took the role of like she was like, you know, still a very like charming, cool, like cautious, like just a very cool, like chill person. But back then she was a lot like she was louder. She was honestly a bit of a partier too.
Nice.
And would get very excited when like devising tactics and going into battle with a sword and a pistol and two functional arms.
They don't have to be my arms, they just need to be functional.
Because back then, that was before she had lost one of her arms. And so, like, you know, now she's kind of, like, at a constant 60%, but back then she was, like, very frequently more excitable and probably came off as, like, a lot. She was probably a lot back then.
I love that. I love that. Did Cecily lose her arm before leaving the Legion or after?
I think before.
Or during.
They literally like handcuff her to a flagpole, and, like, your trial's in the morning, and they get back and it's just the arms left behind. Like, it's not at all dramatic.
No, it was very much a thank you for the robot arm, now fuck off situation. Where she left before, where she got the arm before she left.
Yeah, I think for all the overwhelmingly tall and angry Magus looks, they are very much looking very wimpy and small in this memory.
Mm.
And yeah, I think they're just chatting, and Magus is just looking very angry about this.
Like present Magus or past Magus?
Present, yes. Magus, okay. is upset. Past Magus looks very happy.
Okay. Maybe you're not
those
angry
were
at the memory.
The days.
Maybe you're angry about the difference between the memory and now.
Ooh. Who knows?
So since you extended the question to everyone, I'm going to say Skrya looks in the mirror and they see themselves, but without any scales on their face.
Oh.
Huh.
And they frown and look away.
Ooh. I want to know about that later. Isaiah, that makes that your question.
Okay. Let's see. I scout ahead, coming around a bend. I see something unexpected, and I freeze up. What have I found?
Ooh.
It's a good question.
Do you have an idea, Nathan?
I do not.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this is the Surveilled Kingdom, right? This is, I think you found a surveillance machine that should not be down here in the catacombs.
Ooh. Ooh.
It looks like it's scanning something. I think that's what you see.
Is it, like, when you say surveillance machine, it's not, like, is it scanning this environment?
I think it's scanning this environment. And I think it's, like, when I say machine, it's like a big robot.
Okay. So it's like a, like an autonomous, like, robot guard, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a scanner. Scanning.
So I think I back up and inform you guys that it's fine if that thing sees me, although it's not supposed to. But if it sees you guys, there's going to be real trouble.
Should I just smash it?
No. If you smash it, the whole place is going to go red alert. At least I think. I mean, that thing's not supposed to be here. The catacombs are supposed to be, you just walk through, there's nothing down here. So, it might be looking for something?
In that case then, perhaps we should simply not be seen by it.
I think that's for the best. Unfortunately, that means we're going to have to take the long way around.
I wonder what it's looking for.
Well, I wonder if it's better if it finds it or not.
So, when, like, our abilities, those are just things that, like, we can do and are really good at, right?
Yeah. You can just invoke it.
Cool. I wonder if, as we go through, I'm also using my investigation ability to try and figure out why that thing's down here and what it's looking for while we're trying to avoid it.
Can I suggest a question for you, then?
Ooh.
Yes?
At this point in our travels, I uncover a truth that I was not ready to learn.
Yeah, that one. At this point in our travels, I uncover a truth that I was not ready to learn. What is it?
Victor, do you have an answer prepared?
Oh, no. I was just thinking that, like, that I was like, what the fuck? Like I was just like, this could be super dramatic.
I think let me give you a piece of the puzzle and see if you wanna supply another piece and see if we can create an interesting sort of picture here. I think their surveillance machine is sweeping the area, specifically focused on the floor. And it's sort of methodically traveling through the catacombs to, like, search for the surface area of the place. So whatever it's looking for is probably not moving.
Ooh. 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 And, like, as we're going through, Nathan, please, like, tell me if this is okay or not.
Okay.
Your character grew up in the Legion. Do they have any sort of idea of, like, their family or anything?
For the sake of drama, I'm going to say no.
So, like, maybe you have, a family crest, and catacombs are places where people are interred, so maybe we come across, like on the ground, like, a big stylized version of your family crest that you've only ever had.
Ooh.
Well, I can't say I was expecting this today.
What is it? I think Magus is, like, right over your shoulder.
My family crest. Which is odd, since I know nothing about my family, I've never met any of them, and generally just had this one symbol as all I had to go on.
Hmm. Neat.
Yes, I suppose neat is the word.
I mean, you did abandon your only family.
Hmm. Yes. Denying that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, really, but if this is her family crest, then I guess she probably didn't abandon her only family. Seems like there's, more going on.
Perhaps, but you See, have you met Cecily? They're wonderful. They love running away from people that care about them.
Damn.
Okay. It seems like that was sarcasm. I just want to be explicit. That was sarcasm, right?
Oh no, no. He meant that.
No, I am completely sincere that Cecily has abandoned everyone who's cared about her to join something that's not going to make a difference.
Damn.
You say that, and yet here I stand in the unconquered world. A world unburnt, a world unbent. You know, a place that hasn't been destroyed.
I think Maggie just crosses his arms and pouts, and he just turns away. He's like, whatever, well, your family's dead.
Oh my god. It's like, yeah, whatever, narc.
Cecily, if you want, I can ask Tella to look into this.
I'll admit, I am curious as to know why my family's crest is in your catacombs.
There are... Well, this kingdom has a couple of secrets, and some of those secrets are lost to time, but if you know where to look, then, you know, sometimes we can unlose them. Find them. So I guess I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
All right. So that's three questions, and now we choose an ending for the game.
The entire game.
No, not the entire game.
Not the entire game. We can choose to finally find what we're looking for, which is an exit. Is it what we expected? We can make it to our destination, which could be an exit, and we get to decide that something wild is happening when we arrive. We could be set upon by ambushers, figure that out. Who are they? What do they want? Or we could arrive somewhere unexpected and we can choose where we are. I love all of these. So
I have an idea. Mm-hmm. We arrive in my chambers because that's mainly the place I know how to exit from. And we are set upon by ambushers who think that I have brought over some friends.
Mm. Okay, so alright, like are they trying who's ambushing you?
Because they're not like you know, they're not malicious, they're just like, oh, Scry, you've got some friends. Tell me about them. You know, like, I'm just sort of caught in a situation where I have to pretend you guys are my friends in order to, like, make it through a social situation.
I love that. I adore that. All right.
Cecily pats you with her robot arm. You got this.
Magus Howard says, we're not friends, and starts to walk away. And that's a good ending.
I think, by the way, when you pat Scrya's back, like, they just make, like, an involuntary squeak.
All right. flowing from that wonderful adventure, in which I decided to be the rudest asshole, sorry, that is going to be Nathan's choice for a game.
Yeah, and I think I know exactly what I want to do here. So, taking the dance floor.
Yes.
Magus, may of I course. Have this dance?
Oh, no.
Game's over.
We love this. But guys, please feel free to join as this fucking mess begins.
This is going to be awkward, but Cecily's going in anyway.
Perfect. Where are we dancing? Where are we dancing, guys? Like, honestly, everybody, let's think about this. What type of dance hall does the Surveil Kingdom put up?
It's definitely like a big room in the shape of an eye.
Of course.
The DJ booth is in the pupil.
Like, yeah, like the floor decoration is like very like, this is an eye, but you can't tell because you need to like have an overhead view of it.
That's me being the DJ. Yeah, they double hire Dahlia.
What are we wearing? I mean, I'm technically speaking wearing a formal Legion jacket. It just happens to be a torn to shit one.
And as contrast, because Magus has style and needs to have style, he has like a fucking like tux on. Like, honestly, guys, Isaiah, you've seen She-Ra. You're the only other one that's seen She-Ra. Like, definitely Catra at Princess Prom.
Yes, absolutely.
Like a fucking open tux with like not red because his skin is red, so probably like a royal purple. Mm-hmm. And like a fucking undone bow tie. It's fucking that's what he's wearing.
Absolutely.
So traditional tux, dancing with a high fashion mess.
Yeah. The thing you notice about Magus is that he is off his game because you asked him to dance, and this is like, what? He is confused and definitely not as like calculating as you might find him regularly.
Meanwhile, you notice about Cecily that at this point, now that she is in full control of the tactical situation, she is fully confident and is just like, you know, absolutely, completely just has now acquired maximum charisma time.
Oh, God, he hates that. He hates that so much. Who is the worst dancer between the two of us?
That is a good question. Wouldn't it be great if we're both bad?
If we're both bad, we have to flip a coin.
Okay.
I will flip a coin if we need to.
Full confidence, no skill.
Absolutely.
Honestly, I would like to argue, Nathan, that because of the full confidence, there is no skill.
All right.
Okay, so you begin by taking a step.
I twirl you around and then dip you backwards. When I look down at you, what is the expression on your face?
There's panic. Technically, if we ship these guys, they're a straight couple, but there's still panic. There's like a deep maroon across Magus's face, and like Cecily knows that means that he's blushing, and like she's seen that like as he's growing up when they were growing up together, and so he's just like, what are you doing?
My best. How is it?
Fine. It's fine. Okay. I think that my return step is something makes you laugh. What is it? Like, I think Magus is trying his best to lead, but that's the only thing I've got. Like, what makes Cecily laugh at this moment?
Don't be a coward.
It is at this exact moment that Magus steps on Cecily's right foot while she steps on his left foot at the exact same time. In an extremely awkward and complicated moment of just both of them. Because they're trying to fight for who's leading the dance. Kind of just awkwardly step on each other, and Cecily can only laugh at the fun absurdity of it all.
I think that makes Magus laugh too, and then like he stops laughing and glares at you. Like, I know what you're doing. Don't you fucking dare. You're my enemy. Alright, the next step is yours.
Can't spell enemy without you and me. Yes, you can. Oh, I guess I could just never spell enemy. Really? There's no U in there.
Enemy.
I turn my face and your mouth is near my ear. What do you say?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Go on.
Manga says.
Manga.
Fuck you. That's not what he says. He says, come back with me. That's all he says. He says, come back with me.
Cecily kind of leans closer to him in the dance and says, after all we've been through together, you know exactly why I can't.
Oof. Rough. Emotional. I love this fucking game.
You know, ACAB. There's still a step left, isn't there?
Yes, I'm choosing my last step and trying to think of what perfect one it is. So I think the song ends. And sort of there's like a half step back. And Magus is just looking at Cecily. And I think because, again, like we're sort of like playing as if this was a TV show. There's like an overlap of the image of like smaller Cecily and Magus like after like a sparring thing.
Mm.
And there's this sort of like question that hangs in the air. Are you going to stay and dance more with Magus? Are you going to walk away?
Shut up and dance with me. This moment is my destiny. So,
like, that's too much. We're gonna get sued.
Sky, they're like, I didn't even know we had this song.
We definitely didn't sing more than 6 seconds of it.
Yeah.
The Kingdom of Surveille has the most efficient copyright system in the universe. It was not 6 seconds. It was 2 seconds. It was already caught.
I'm just imagining like a fucking like electro minigun turret spinning up in the background as someone approaches 6 seconds.
Oh my god.
As someone crashes through the booth to arrest the DJ, Cecily takes a step closer to Magus and says, "We might not get many more chances like this. Let's enjoy it."
Oh, damn. That's good shit.
That's good shit.
Yo, dog, that's some good shit.
I'm going to say, if you two don't kiss by the end of this, I'll be mad.
All of you on Patreon, if they don't kiss by the end of this episode, you're getting your money back. Okay.
Vote now on your phones.
Okay, so, like, I think, so my game is next. Yeah. I think the night has gone on a little bit longer, and I would like to play a game with our good friend Theo.
Yay!
But I need to choose what the game is.
I need to choose. Oh. I was like, yeah, it's your turn. That's why I was confused.
Listen. Ooh, like let's explore secrets. Let's play Mincing Words.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah. My secret is, like, I'd probably leave the Legion to, like, fight with Cecily, but I don't think Cecily's ever asked.
Interesting. Alright, so then we have to determine our questions.
Yeah. So how did we come to be sharing this conversation? Where are we talking, and what do I notice about you?
I mean, I think the last one's pretty obvious. You notice I'm a fucking gator.
I love that shit. I feel like, is it okay to say that, like, maybe we've fought before? Like, maybe we've wrestled before.
Maybe? What? Were you stationed by the McPayment Gator Farm?
Who fucking, like, maybe, do you only wrestle, like non-competitively? Like, what if there was like a wrestling tournament? What if there's respect between competitors?
Ooh, that could be, yeah, I think it could be a funny connection. They're both in a wrestling tournament.
Yes. So I guess
the Kengan and Niall wrestling tournament.
So we're probably sharing the conversation because, like, we saw each other and recognized each other.
Well, hey there! It's been a long while. I've done forgotten your name.
Oh, well, I didn't win, but you sure did, Dahlia.
No need to flatter me. I placed in first.
I think it's really weird because Magus is like being pretty warm right now because
I did spike that last dude into the pavement so hard he can only do the alphabet backwards, but
yeah, Magus is just fucking laughing so hard. And he's like, no, yeah. Magus. My name is Magus.
Always good to see you again, Magus.
Yes. What brings you to the Surveil Kingdom?
Oh, well, you know, they need plenty of crocodile eggs for this here banquet, and they gotta get them fresh. So I had to bring some of the herd here, get them mini sizes of egg. Crocodile egg, fresh and hot, get them.
Those deviled eggs weren't chicken eggs?
Chicken eggs? What, you think this kingdom's made of money?
You know, from all of the cameras, I thought so. Maybe a little bit.
I mean, they probably spend them on all the cameras, dingus.
don't call me dingus.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
Someone who's good at budgeting, please help me. My family is starving.
$3,000 for the surveillance system.
Spend less money on cameras. No.
I'm sorry, I won't call you dingus again. It's just I've got my way of speaking, but that's my fault. So what brings you here though?
Rivalry.
Well, if that ain't a charged answer, if I never heard one.
Accurate assessment.
I'm feeling the energy.
Something you say touches the feelings I'm hiding. Just fucking coming out and asking like what I'm here for, and then me just being like rivalry. Do you notice like that I'm surprised? Like I think Magus is like, oh shit, I just said that out loud. Do you notice that? Do you try to like needle in on that? Do you breeze past it?
I mean, she definitely picks up. As I said, she picked up on the charged energy behind a rivalry. Well, shoot, I've had a few rivalries in my time. Not that it never went to nothing, but, you know, come on, who's your rival here? Point him out. And she's, like, leaning in, like, pointing out to the crowd. Like, so, like is it them? Them? Oh, I'm getting
no,
warmer.
It's Cecily. It's Cecily. And then he points out at Cecily.
Oh, well, isn't she cute as all get out? I'm not sure if Dahlia's older than y'all or y'all's age. I don't know what's funnier to me.
I'm just gonna leave it
as question marks for now.
I don't know, but Magus hates that you called it cute. And it's like, no, she's not cute. She's the worst. She's the worst. I make an absolute fool of myself. Do you help me recover or do you let me blunder on?
Is that your prompt you've gone with?
Yeah.
What were my options again? Oh, there. Do you help me recover or do you let me blunder on? I think she just kind of tilts her head to one side and doesn't say anything for a second. But then she smiles and kind of pats him on the shoulders like, I get it. Don't need to go into too much detail.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Are you having fun?
Oh, sure. Going without using any prompts. We don't actually have to do the prompts anyway. Oh, sure, I'm having plenty of fun. You know, we even talked to Scrya for a little bit. Surprised at that.
Interesting person. Got trapped in the catacombs a couple hours ago with her. With them.
There's a slow, like, one eye at a time blink. I'm like, the cat of what now?
Oh, you know, there's like a whole network of tunnels beneath the castle that don't have cameras, but they do have camera robots.
Huh. Now that ain't something. But, you know, no, I like Scry well enough. I just suppose, you know, they don't know always how to take care of a crocodile as a gift, but, you know, that's everyone's got busy with something. And I think Holly actually looks like kind of drifting off into a troubled thought for a moment. Because I've unilaterally decided she was actually, when she had time to think about it, very hurt that Scry had not been caring for the crocodile.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's a nice party. It's a perfect place for a rivalry. And again, she gives Magus a little bit of an elbow.
Oh, Magus just covers his face, and he's just like, you said your rivalries never got anywhere? You think what's gonna happen here, too?
Oh, shoot, why do you say that?
You said that. You said your rivalries never went anywhere.
Yeah, mine didn't! Shoot, we talking about me or you?
Well, I was asking.
Don't try confusing the two of us, mister. You're not silver tongue in your way out of this one.
Now I'm confused, but I feel like you've won this argument.
Darn it. Now listen, I can't say much for how your rivalry is supposed to go, but I gotta ask you. Or at least, no, I don't gotta ask you nothing, because I can see it clear as day. I gotta tell you something. And hand on the shoulder, like, if that cutie pie means something to you, you gotta make good on it. Because one thing I've learned is, wherever you are right now, you're probably not gonna miss it down the line. But an opportunity to be happy like that? Be thinking about that for the rest of your life. Now, shoot, I'm getting all serious with someone I barely know you. I once spiked you into some concrete. Did you ever heal from that?
What? The last bit was just too accented.
Did you ever recover from that crazy Argentine backbreaker I used on you in our round?
My horn is still chipped from it, and like he points up at the top, and like his horns are like uneven because he broke off a fucking part of his horn when doing that.
Holy shit, that's so cool.
Yeah, well, Mom always said I didn't know my own strength. Maybe why my rivalries never go nowhere.
Magus is gonna pat Magus is gonna pat Dolly on the shoulder. He's like, I think I gotta go. Thanks for the talk? Vic can't remember the pep talk. Thanks for the pep talk.
Darn tootin'. You come say hi now. If you're ever in the area, come check out the, what's my own character's name? The McPayman Gator Farm. You're a friend of the family, so we'll give you a crocodile for free.
God. Magus looks like really intensely interested in that. Like, fucking pet crocodile? Bro, let's go.
We don't give them out to people we're friends with.
And I think that's a good end for Mincing Words. I think that was a very fun Mincing Words.
Hell yeah.
I'm really enjoying this game.
As am I.
I'm glad. I was really glad that you guys chose to play the game with me. I was very happy.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the end of a somewhat more unique episode of Forgotten Eras compared to usual. As always, we hope you enjoyed, and in case you felt like following some of us on the podcast, you can find the whole lot of us at KH_AFE. You can find the handsome fool that led this brave crusade, Victor, at Villain Vicencio. You can find the host of Bold Princept Scrya, Isaiah, at Isaiah Games, spelled I-S-I-A-H. You can find the hottest skater girl you've ever met, Theo, at Four Whole Moons. That's four as in the number spelled out. Whole is in not half, and moons is in the thing I turn even hornier to when it's full. You can find Rem and Lena, who tagged out of this particular silliness, at REM Speedwagon and Is Maguka. You can find Nathan, who played our lovely little rebel, Cecily, at Nowhere. Don't look for him. He's off the grid, and he cannot be found. Please give the person nearest to you a big hug if they're cool with it, and remember to tune in next time. Thank you.